afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope today finds you all out there well, and you're ready to go and answer some trivia questions. We're giving away a $15 Walmart gift card today at 4:55 this afternoon, and all you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer one of the trivia questions. We will put you in a drawing, and then at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. So we will see who our winner is going to be this week here at Offbeat News and Trivia. Well, the wife and I had a great weekend. We had a good time, did a lot of running around, and had a good time, and stopped back by Polaris, and I decided I needed some new jeans because my other ones were getting so big. And when I started off on my diet, which has been it's been over a year ago now since I've been going on my diet. Anyhow, I started in a size 48 jeans. Okay? Well, I was shocked because I was able to actually fit in American Eagle pants. If you know anything about the American Eagle store, they are known to not sell that big of jeans traditionally. And they sell faded jeans and cool-looking jeans. And, you know, I wanted some faded jeans and cool-looking jeans. So we went into American Eagle, and I was shocked. I have on right now an American Eagle size 36 jeans. So I'll tell you, between dieting and then I started Weight Watchers back in March, I'm making progress, folks, making progress. Now, if you see me, you'd say, he doesn't look like he's in the size 36 jeans, because I've got a ways to go. I'll admit, I'm still up there, you know. I've got a ways to go before I reach my goal. But I'm getting there, so forward I go on the diet. So that's the little story on that. And let's see, where did we eat this weekend? Oh, we ate at Big Boy. There's a Big Boy open down in Heath, Ohio. The little town of Heath, Ohio, there's still a Big Boy open, and I love Big Boy. And the Big Boy sandwich is a good little sandwich. So I got that with mashed potatoes and a side salad, and it was delicious. I love eating at Big Boy. So that was the fun that we had over the weekend, and we always have a good time. We're thinking, we're not sure, because it's a distance away, we're thinking about maybe taking a road trip this Saturday and going to the Allen County Fair up in Lima. But we don't know for sure. We're still thinking about that, tossing that around. We'll let you know next week where we go. Of course, our vacation is coming up. We're leaving on September the 9th, I believe it is, we're leaving. And because I know we're going to miss the Popcorn Festival. So we're leaving for Myrtle Beach. And so we're heading down there, and we got all of our reservations made and ready to go. We're staying right on the ocean, and so we're ready to go on vacation September the 9th, I do believe. So that following Wednesday, following that date, I will not be here, so we will have a rerun for you, so just so you know what's coming up. Hey, I want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for underwriting the program today. We appreciate it very much. Okay, let's get to the trivia. My number is 740-383-9944. Everybody's welcome to play. 740-383-9944. Again, all you need to do for a chance to win my $15 Walmart gift card is call, answer a trivia question. I'll put your name down, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. So let's see how many calls we can get today, all right? Okay. Here's an easy one to start things off. What are periods of extremely low rainfall known as? What are periods of extremely low rainfall known as? Where is the largest urban arm of the Americas? Here in the United States, what area of the United States has the biggest population? Can you tell me that? Which natural phenomena can produce the fastest winds on Earth? Which natural phenomenon can produce the fastest winds on Earth? 740-383-9944. Where does the percussion section sit in the orchestra? Where does the percussion section sit in the orchestra? Which city is known as the capital of country music? Which city is known as the capital of country music? And here comes our first call of the day coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the strongest wind, wouldn't that be a hurricane?
It is indeed a hurricane. Yes, sir. How are you today?
Oh, fighting allergies.
You fight the old allergies. I know all about that. Yeah, I had two bad days this week of just a sneezing and everything else.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Sneezing, chasing my nose because it's running away from me.
Oh, you know it. You know it. Yep, and then when you lay down to sleep, if you're a nose breather, oh boy, it just goes from one side to the other, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know. Or it goes down your throat, and that's not good.
Oh, man, yeah, that'll do it every time. Yes, sir. Well, I hope you get cleared up there. You got any medication for it?
No, I just let it run its course.
Just let it run its course, yep.
Yeah, that's about the weight loss. That is very impressive.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm coming up the road, as they say.
Yeah.
So, I'm getting there.
No, I'm down 140-some pounds myself.
Congratulations, 144. Wow. All right.
Yeah, but boy. I had surgery to get it done. You done it the hard way.
Yeah, I contemplated the surgery, and then I thought, well, I'll just buckle down and see what I can do, and I'm approaching the 100-pound mark in another, let's see, another 11 pounds. I'll be at the 100-pound mark.
You know, you keep going and doing what you're doing, you'll get there in no time.
So, yeah, I got to keep going, but the good thing is my A1C's better, my blood pressure's better.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
Yeah, you feel better. So, yeah, that's the good thing about it.
I can move easier.
Yeah, I noticed one thing. When I went and played miniature golf, I can reach down and pick up the ball better.
Yeah.
Can lean down and pick up things a lot better. Don't have quite that big old stomach in the way, you know?
Yeah, once you lean over with that big old stomach, it just wants to keep pulling you down.
Oh, sure does, yeah. So I've noticed the difference there. So, yeah, I'm getting there. So, yeah, well, congratulations on your weight loss. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I wish I could have done it the way you're doing it, but I didn't have the willpower, I guess.
Well, that's great. Hey, you know, that's a good way to get it done, and I'm proud of you.
Make sure it doesn't come back, I'll tell you that.
Right. Yes, indeed. You got to kind of change the way you do things a little bit, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I can't eat near what I ate before.
Right. Yeah, I'd go to the buffet and have, oh my, 3 plates full and then dessert, you know? Boy,
well,
I really
miss them today, but I'm glad they're gone.
Yeah, yep. So when I hit the buffet, I usually get about 1 plate, and that's it. You know, that's all I do. And
I know when me and my wife go out, we get 1 plate, and I eat a little bit off of hers.
Yep. That's the way to do it. Maybe split the plate a little bit.
Yeah, well, it doesn't pay us to get 2 plates because I can't eat nothing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now you can't, now it, you just fill up too fast, you get that full filling too fast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they took off more than half of my stomach.
Okay, all right. So you can't do it, even if you try.
I physically can't do it.
Okay, right. Okay, that's interesting, yeah.
A good way to make sure it doesn't come back.
Right.
So you have a tendency to backslide.
Right, that's the thing. So what I did is I got rid of all my big clothes, and that way it kind of keeps me, hey, you know what, you don't have those big clothes anymore, so you can't backslide, so.
Well, I haven't broke down and gotten any clothes yet. I have a bunch of sweatpants, and as long as I have drawstrings, I can still wear them.
But there you go, yeah.
I'm going to have to break down and get clothes.
Yeah.
Some places I just can't go on sweatpants.
Right, yeah. Well, sir, I will get you signed up for the drawing, and it's always good talking to you.
Yeah, it's always good, and I like listening to your show.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate you being out there.
All right, then.
Hey, you take care, and we will talk at you soon.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is my number. If you'd like to jump in here and answer a trivia question, we'd love to have you. Which king was believed to live at Camelot? Which king was believed to live at Camelot? What was the armistice? What was the armistice? 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, you looking for Nashville?
I'm looking for Nashville. Hey, all right. This is Mr. David Avery.
Yeah, it's me.
Well, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm getting better, I think.
Well, I'll tell you what. Your voice sounds pretty good today.
It's been kind of tough.
Oh, I'll bet it has been. Yeah, we've missed you the past several weeks. We've been putting the bulletin out to the folks to let everybody know how you're doing.
So, yeah, I finally remembered to call.
Well, hey, I'm glad you did. Yes, sir. Well, you take it easy, and you continue getting better, all right?
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling, and thanks for listening. Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, he's been down sick for a couple weeks now, Mr. David Avery. Now, Bob last week, he was in the hospital. So I don't know how he's doing. So we'll have to find out. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Good.
Sound like you're really doing a nice job on your weight loss there.
Well, I'm coming up the road for sure.
Yeah,
but I'm a lot better shape than I was before.
You'll be ready to go out on the beach now, huh?
Yeah. I'll be ready to go out there. Now, I'm not the type that whips my shirt off for sure while I'm out there, but I'll feel a little more comfortable in the shorts anyhow.
Right. Yeah.
But, feeling, feeling much better. A1C was a 4.8, I believe.
Pretty high.
So, anyways.
That's good.
Yeah. Doing better. I was just tickled I could go into a store like that and actually buy a pair without going into the specialty big men's store.
Right.
I always had to shop there, know it.
You feel better walking into that store.
Yep. You always kind of feel labeled when you walked into the big men's store. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I shouldn't, but I always felt, oh, here I go.
Sneak in and sneak out, huh?
Yeah, here I go into the big men's store.
Right.
Here he comes.
Uh-huh.
Him and his 4XL t-shirts.
Right. Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
I didn't call last week, but I listened. I didn't hear you talk about David Rush's latest latest record he set.
Well, now, last week I couldn't find anything. Now, this week I found a baseball.
Okay, last week
now, what did he do last week?
Last week it was he balanced, I think it was 101 rolls of toilet paper on his head.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
It's pretty neat he did it. He started out with this inverted pyramid, okay, with one roll and then two rolls on top of that and three rolls on top of that and four rolls on top of that, you know, and I calculated it would get, if he had nine of them, nine layers, which you get up to nine on the bottom pyramid, it would be 45. And then he had a row of 10 above that. And then above that, he had the regular pyramid, which was another 45. So that'd be 100, and he must have stacked one more on top of it and did a 101.
Man,
but that's,
wow.
You know, that's 18, 19, 20 high. You know, by 10 wide at the widest. Yeah. And
oh,
he had
boy.
He did it on his head, I think it was 8 or 10 seconds he had to balance that. You know? So that would be a feat, let me tell you.
Oh, it sure would.
I don't know how they would get them stacked. I'm not sure. He may have had a special stand or something, you know, where he... where he stacked them and then put them on his head.
Oh, he had to have, yeah. You know, I wish he would make some, I don't know where he does his appearances at, but I wish he would make some appearances at some fairs and stuff in,
right.
in the public. Oh, I'd love to see, him.
They said most of his stuff is on, he's got a YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Yeah, so he does it in private, but boy, I'd love to, I'd absolutely love to see him do something.
Yeah.
That would be, amazing. He's quite the talent for sure.
Right.
When he stops, I'm not going to have any news.
No, that's terrible. I'm not sure. I've never heard how old he is, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've seen a picture of him. He looks like, oh, maybe he's in his 40s, maybe,
okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But, so I hope he keeps it up, because it's good for entertainment, for
right.
sure. Yeah. It puts a smile on your face,
yep.
you know.
Gets sure
you
does.
Gets you thinking about something else other
right.
than the regular worries, you know.
Well, I think Southern California, especially Los Angeles County, is probably the highest population.
Right.
Yep. I think there's 20 million people, something close to that, just in Los Angeles County, you know?
Yeah, it's one of the largest urban arms, they say.
It's 40 million in California. Man, that's a lot of people.
Oh, man, yeah, just wall to wall.
It is. Yeah, it's basically just packed in there and around L.A., you know, it's... I don't know how they do it.
You ever been out that direction?
Oh, yeah. I lived in Southern California for 3 years back in the 60s.
Oh, okay. All right.
Riverside, San Bernardino area.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's out 50 mile or so due east of L.A.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was pretty nice back then. It wasn't
quite
so crowded and no smoke and just... pleasant place to be.
Yeah, all right. Did you ever do any sightseeing around California while you was out there?
Oh, yeah. I did quite a bit. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice.
San Francisco and, you know, drove through the whole thing a few times. And San Diego up in the mountains. And then my aunt and uncle lived out in Palm Springs for a while. So spent some time out there.
It's neat. I would love to go to California. I haven't got a chance to go there. My mom and dad have, and they loved it. They took lots of pictures, though, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Went to Disneyland quite a few times.
Oh, you got to do that.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
We even had a company I work for and another company, smaller company, they rented Disneyland for a Saturday evening.
Oh, my goodness.
We had, probably there was only about 5,000 there, 6,000, you know. It was, That was fun. You could go from right to right to right to right and just walk right on.
Oh, yeah. No weight, probably. Just, yep.
Couldn't have a good time. Today, I don't think. You know.
Oh, no. Wow. Boy, that'd be a good time for sure.
Well, I'll get off here. Let somebody else call.
Okay, Ernie. It's always good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, Nate.
Hey, take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Hey, which U.S. president created the New Deal? Which U.S. president created the New Deal? Who painted the Mona Lisa? Who painted the Mona Lisa? What were the enormous German airships that carried out bombing raids on Britain called? What were the enormous German airships that carried out bombing raids on Britain called? And that's what we'll start off with this afternoon here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Those are the trivia questions we have to begin. It's 4:40 on a Wednesday afternoon. Glad you're on board. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate it. And my number, 740-383-9944, giving away a $15 Walmart gift card today. So give me a buzz. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing?
Bob, how are you feeling?
Not feeling. They're talking about putting me into a wheelchair.
Are you, now you're, obviously you're out of the hospital, right?
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay, now were you here in Marion General?
Yeah.
Okay, they take good care of you?
Right.
Okay, all right.
Good. All right.
Good.
Yeah, so I'm just sitting here waiting to see what you're going to do. I got a whole mouth closed. So, they're coming in a couple, 3 times a week.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I want to answer your question.
Yes.
My cholesterol. And my
ocean.
Yeah.
So you, not Michelangelo. It was the other famous guy.
Thank you.
Starts with an L.
There you go.
Nope, starts with an L. Okay, we lost him. Yep, there we go. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Good to talk to Bob there, and glad he's out of the hospital there. And Bob and David got them to phone in today, and so hope they're on the mend for sure. Hi, we're on the air.
It was Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes, Leonardo da Vinci is a correct answer. How are you today?
I'm fine.
All right. Yeah, I wish the weather was a little bit nicer, don't you? Or maybe you like the rain.
Yep. This is Judy C.
Judy C. We'll get you all signed up, all right?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. All right, Judy C. right there, out there in Radio Land at 4:43 on a Wednesday afternoon, August the 25th. Already, yes indeed, that means the next time we'll be here will be September 1st. Easy to remember, easy date to remember, September the 1st. All righty. What do I got here? I've got some offbeat fun facts for you to pass right along to you. And I think these are interesting. Keep lighting up those phone lines, though, and we'll get some questions answered here and get some more folks signed up for the drawing. Snails can sleep for up to 3 years. Human eyes have over 2 million working parts. Offbeat fun facts for you right here. Fresh cranberries can be bounced like a rubber ball. Astronauts actually get taller when in space. Dairy cows drink up to 50 gallons of water per day. A pelican can hold more food in its beak than in its belly. Wonder how that works, right? Well, it works somehow because they get along. The average cat can jump 5 times as high as its tail is long. Spiny lobsters migrate in groups of 50 or more, forming a conga line on the ocean floor. Hi, we're on the air.
King Arthur.
King Arthur is correct answer. How are you today?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. And this is Miss April on the phone, right?
Yep.
All right, Miss April, we will get you all signed up for a chance to win. I appreciate you phoning in today. Thank you so much.
All right.
Hey, you have a good night now.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And every ton of recycled paper saves about 17 trees. A camel can drink 25 gallons of water in less than 3 minutes. Hi, we're on the air.
Oh, look. My leg. Right there's my
horse. Hi, we're on the air. Nope. Okay. All right. You had an open phone line, but sound like somebody was there. But go ahead and give me a call back. All righty. Hey, want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thank you, Waldo Barbershop, for underwriting the broadcast today. We appreciate it very, very much. All right, hey. We have a few folks that have given us a call today. We appreciate it very much. If you'd like to call and answer one of my trivia questions, we're doing a drawing here at 4:55 this afternoon. And you could be the winner of a $15 Walmart gift card. That's what we're giving away today. Here's the trivia questions we're looking for. What are periods of extremely low rainfalls known as? What are periods of extremely low rainfall known as? Where does the percussion section sit in the orchestra? Where does the percussion section sit in the orchestra? What was the armistice? What was the armistice? Which U.S. president created the New Deal? Which U.S. president created the New Deal? And what were the enormous German airships that carried out bombing raids on Britain called? What were the enormous German airships that carried out bombing raids on Britain called? Those are the trivia questions we're looking for. 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be a drought?
It would indeed be a drought. Yes, indeed. Judy C., we got you in.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. All righty. Drought is what we are looking for. Yes, indeed. All right, I've got some offbeat news to pass along to you. A customer at a Florida restaurant thanked the staff for showing up and working hard by leaving them a $10,000 tip. The Wahoo Seafood and Grill in Gainesville said in Instagram post that a recent customer asked to speak with the eatery's entire staff during a recent visit. The workers gathered in the dining area where the man thanked them for showing up and working hard. The man then announced that he would be tipping each of the 10 workers $1,000. I'm not usually an emotional guy, but this really got me. I'm blown away. We're all blown away by his generosity, owner Sean Shepard wrote in the Post. The last year and a half hasn't been easy on this industry. We're hurting and we're exhausted, but this incredible act of kindness has restored our faith in humanity. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, are those airships dirigibles?
Dirigibles, yes, that's what I'm looking for. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. And who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark. All right, Mark. We will get you signed up, my friend. I thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one now.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Thank you, Mark, for phoning in. We appreciate it very much. Now this, organizers of a hot air balloon festival in Mexico announced they were awarded a Guinness World Record for launching 524 balloons at the same time. The organizers of the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta said they originally set the record for greatest mass hot air balloon ascent in 2010 when 329 balloons were launched at once. The festival broke its own record the following year with 345 balloons, but the record was then taken by a French event that featured more than 400 balloons. Paul Smith, the executive director of the Balloon Fiesta, said organizers decided to stop pursuing the record after it was claimed by the event in France. But organizers realized after the 2019 launch featured 524 balloons that they may have broken the record unintentionally. Tom Garrity, a spokesman for the festival, said he reached out to the Guinness late last year to see if the documentation for the 2019 event would be sufficient to claim the record. And organizers have now received word from the record-keeping organization that their application has been approved. The 2021 Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta is scheduled to begin October the 2nd. I love hot air balloons. Unfortunately, in Marysville, they didn't have any. The balloons, to my knowledge, in Marysville this year didn't go off. We went down on Thursday to watch, and they didn't go off on the Thursday. And to my knowledge, this year at Marysville, they never set them off due to weather and whatnot down there. So I think Findlay, though, I believe the Findlay Festival, there were some balloons that went off in Findlay. So, and they may have been scheduled at the same time as Marysville, if I'm not mistaken. All right, an Idaho man walked more than 2 miles while balancing a baseball bat on his chin to earn a Guinness World Record. David Rush, who has broken more than 200 Guinness records to promote STEM education, took on the record at a local track in Boise. Rush balanced the bat on his chin and walked around the track for about 41 minutes, 30 seconds, achieving a total distance of 2.236 miles. That was enough to beat the goal of 1.86 miles set by Guinness. Rush said he managed to navigate the track by having his wife Jennifer shout out instructions when he wandered out of his lane. So there you are, David Rush, another record. We love hearing what David Rush is up to and the records that he breaks. Okay, 2 minutes left until we give away our $15 Walmart gift card. If you'd like to answer one of our trivia questions, be my guest, all right? 740-383-9944 is my number. Where does the percussion section sit in the orchestra? Where does the percussion section sit in the orchestra? What was the armistice? What was the armistice? Which U.S. president created the New Deal? Which U.S. president created the New Deal? And we'll throw another one in here just for fun. Which side of a boat is the starboard? Which side of a boat is the starboard? Who was the first European to view the Victoria Falls? Who was the first European to view the Victoria Falls? And here's another call coming in, which we will go ahead and take right now. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Nope. All right. Couple of fakes there this afternoon here on the phone lines. That's okay. That's live radio for you. Okay, we're getting ready to do our drawing in 30 seconds here. Going to find out who our winner is going to be. And so we have several good callers that have phoned in today. And we appreciate everybody very much for playing today. So we are going to shuffle these names up here in just a minute and find out who our winner is going to be. All righty. Let's shuffle these up here. And for the $15 Walmart gift card, our winner is none other than the one and only Scott. Scott, congratulations. You are the winner of our $15 Walmart gift card. So we appreciate you phoning in. Thank you, everybody who called. I want to say thanks to Bob, who phoned in. Thank you, David, who phoned in. Bob and David are the ones that need our good wishes right now, both not feeling very well. So send your good wishes out to David and Bob, okay? Thanks to Mark. Want to say thank you to April. Thank you, Judy C. And thank you, Ernie, for phoning in today. And Scott, who is our winner. So, Scott, I'll get that sent out the mail. Sent out in the mail to you. And we appreciate everybody for playing Offbeat News and Trivia. Thank you so very, very much. It's fun to play trivia together, and I enjoy being here every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. That's when you can catch us right here on the radio on your favorite radio station. We are Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And we're streaming online, too, at wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. On the menu there, you can access the show archives, and you can access everybody's show there, including mine. Just look for Offbeat News, and you'll find us there. Time for our Ladies' Corner, and we have a recipe today. Egg and bacon pancake muffins. Find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. Take your morning food to go with our egg and bacon pancake muffins that use pancake mix, Kraft singles, bacon, eggs, and syrup. Our egg and bacon pancake muffins combine all your favorites in a convenient, mess-free muffin form. Here's what you need. 1 1/2 cups complete pancake and waffle mix. 1 cup water. 3/4 cup maple flavored or pancake syrup divided. 3 Kraft singles quartered. 6 slices cooked Oscar Mayer bacon crumbled. 6 eggs beaten. Then here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 350 degrees. Whisk pancake mix, water, and 1/2 cup of syrup just until blended. Batter should still be slightly lumpy. Spoon into 12 muffin pan cups sprayed with cooking spray. Place on rimmed baking sheet. Top with singles pieces, then bacon and eggs. Muffin cups will be full. Bake 16 to 18 minutes or until centers are set and edges are lightly browned. Serve warm, topped with remaining syrup. And there you have egg and bacon pancake muffins. Again, you can find this on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. It is right there. And let me know how it is if you make it, okay? And it looks like a pretty good recipe, so make sure you check that out. Hey, there's lots of great programming right here on your favorite radio station straight ahead, so be sure to stay tuned. Be sure to tune in next week. I'll be back with another edition of Offbeat News and Trivia from 4:15 until 5 o'clock right here. Same spot, same station. Different questions, different gift card. All right? We'll have something else to give away next week. And so you can always look forward to something that we give away. And make sure you call us next week, because we love having our listeners call in, and we absolutely love being here as well. Thank you so much for listening to the program today. Thank you to our supporter, Waldo Barbershop, for underwriting the broadcast. We appreciate that very much. Until next time, Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 in Marion. Talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.